Have you ever really stopped to think about who truly writes a story in this digital age? I mean, what if a computer was involved? Or, what if you were somehow part of the authorship?
It's a really mind-bending question, actually.
Yeah. So today we're doing a deep dive into how technology is, well, profoundly reshaping both authorship and readership in literature. We're talking everything from social media interactions all the way to advanced AI.
And our mission really is to explore some of these surprising collaborations cropping up between humans and machines.
Exactly. We'll look at some fascinating new ways technology lets us analyze texts and uncover how our roles as creators, as consumers of stories, are fundamentally transforming.
Okay, so maybe let's start with the reader, because what's fascinating is how that role has stretched. It's not just passive consumption anymore.
Right, you mean like digital social reading? DSR.
Precisely. Platforms like Twitter or BetHole, sometimes called Twitteratura, they're not just places to chat about a book. They're actually blurring the lines between the author and the reader.
Blurring the lines how? Like, it's more than just discussion. Is it actual co-creation?
Yeah, in a way. Think of it as adding digital marginalia, notes in the margins, but collectively online. It really brings Wolfgang Iser's reader response theory to life.
The idea of the reader sort of fills in the gaps.
Exactly. You, the reader, actively complete the story with your interpretations, your comments.
Okay, give me an example.
Well, take the hashtag Linofellow project. They analyzed word frequency in reader discussions about Pavese's novel.
What did they find?
They found readers often focused on broad themes, like the idea of return in the book, which, sometimes differed quite a bit from the specific landscape details Pavese himself emphasized.
So it really shows how your engagement, the reader's focus, actively shapes the story's perceived meaning.
Wow. And speaking of blurring lines,
Yeah.
what happens when the author isn't human? Or, not entirely. This brings us to AI.
Ah, yes, artificial intelligence. It's not entirely new in literature, is it?
Not at all. We had early algorithmic poetry way back in, 1961? Nanni Balestrini's Tape Mark One.
Right. And that wasn't trying to sound human, was it?
No, not really. It was designed to exploit the machine's unpredictability. Then you had things like K. Saleh Muhammad's Googleism, using search engines to just smash texts together based on randomness.
Okay, fast forward to today. We've got these incredibly powerful large language models, LLMs, like ChatGPT. They're different.
Very different. They predict words, they can imitate styles quite convincingly. You can ask one to write like Hemingway, and it'll give it a decent shot.
But there's a but, isn't there?
There is. They still struggle with human nuances. Things like irony, sarcasm, subtle juxtapositions, that clever turn of phrase.
Right, their poetry, for instance, can sometimes feel a bit flat or cliche. Like they might miss the power of an oxymoron, something like affectionate slaughter.
Exactly. Which raises a huge question. If AI misses those subtleties, what is authorship now?
Is it shifting towards collaboration?
That seems to be the trend. Collaborative authorship. Where humans really define the creative process, set the goals, and the AI acts as a powerful, maybe unpredictable tool.
Like that Japanese short story, The Day a Computer Writes a Novel.
Yes. Presented under a fictional AI author name, Yurei Raita, which means ghostwriter, very telling. The story itself kind of explores this feeling of a missing limb when pure human creativity isn't there.
Or Rocco Tanaka's book, Non siamo mai stati sulla terra. He co-authored that with GPT-3, right?
He did, and the book includes actual dialogues between Tanaka and the AI named Umat B13. There's even this subtle back and forth, almost a struggle over naming characters.
Which really highlights the human agency, the human guidance in the process.
Absolutely. So maybe authorship is becoming less about a single human creator and more of a function and expectation, but the human remains crucial, the human in the loop, guiding, editing, having the final say.
Okay, so AI is changing creation. But technology is also changing how we analyze literature.
Definitely. There are new computational methods. One example is diegetic mimetic axis analysis, or DMA.
DMA, what does that let you do?
It uses computational tools to study authorial language and agency within a text. It looks at the language used in the narration, the diegesis, versus the language used in character dialogue, the mimesis.
And what can that kind of analysis reveal?
Well, take André Camilleri's Commissario Montalbano series. An analysis using DMA tracked how terms for migrants evolved over the many books. Words like negro, extracommunitario, migrante.
so it could see if the author's own narrative voice used certain terms consistently or if it was just the characters reflecting societal language.
Exactly. It looked at whether a potentially exclusive language was used transversally across both narration and dialogue and how that changed over time diachronically.
And what was the finding there? Did it show Camilleri endorsing certain views?
It's less about endorsement and more about tracking the language itself. The analysis suggested his fiction, maybe reflecting mass media early on, showed a shift towards more inclusive language after around 2016.
Interesting. Even if his nonfiction was always critical of injustice.
Right. It suggests his fiction later adapted, reflecting perhaps a broader societal shift in lexicon. It's a way data can show us how language evolves within an author's work, reflecting either personal changes or the changing world they depict.
So, recapping here, we've seen how technology is making readers, maybe you, more active participants.
Uh-huh. And how AI is seriously challenging our ideas about what or who can create art, leading to these new human-machine collaborations.
And finally, how digital tools are giving us these incredible new lenses to examine even classic texts, revealing things like subtle shifts in language over an author's career.
It really changes the landscape.
It absolutely does. So here's a thought to leave you with. Next time you pick up a book or you're scrolling through a digital story, just ask yourself, is the author purely human? Or is this emerging conversation with the machine becoming, well, an integral part of the creative act itself?
And what kinds of new stories are going to emerge when that ghost in the machine really finds its voice?
And maybe more importantly, how will you participate in creating them?